Need to listen again? You can just rewind, because this is an OFM podcast. OFM, the sound of your life.
Gone again, and struck even better.
Great start for the BKB Knights.
It's night time. All the action on and off the field.
KB9's Momentum One Day Cup campaign came to an end on Saturday, and while it was disappointing that the Central franchise was unable to reach the knockout stage of the tournament, it was not through a lack of trying. It was more so that luck was just not on the side of the Knights. To advance, the Knights needed to beat the Titans on Saturday at the Mangung Oval in Bloemfontein, and that box was ticked. Sadly, the Cape Cobras were hammered by 9 wickets by the Warriors in Port Elizabeth, and this is what led to the Knights not making the last 4. The log-leading Titans batted first in Bloemfontein and scored a massive 323 for 7 in their allotted 50 overs. This was thanks to a career-best 183 runs by the former Knights captain Tennis De Bruin. Tepo Ntuli and Shady van Schalkwyk each claimed 2 wickets, while Marchant Long and Ryan McLaren took 1 wicket apiece. The rain saw the Knights' target being reduced to 282 runs in 40 overs for the win. Reinhard van Tonner and the standing captain Rudy Second scored 60 and 55 runs apiece to set up the platform, but it was an unbeaten 60 by the wicketkeeper Andre Schoos and 55 not out by Ryan McLaren, which led the Knights across the line with an over to spare for the 5-wicket win according to the Duckworth-Lewis method. Second says that the win will give them a lot of confidence heading into the 20-over campaign, and the stalwart of Knights cricket, McLaren, has been a major difference in their late season success.
Guys are really happy to end the campaign with a win, especially beating the Titans at home after they posted such a big score was a really good feeling. The guys can take a lot of confidence from that. Our batting has definitely been the difference the last couple of games, and in the first couple of games we bowled and fielded really well, but towards the back end we've started to bat really well, and that's been the difference. A couple of guys have really taken responsibility in either posting a big score or taking the team over the line. A guy like Ryan McLaren has done it a few times, and his experience has really shown. A lot of the younger guys can really learn from a guy like Matt, who's done it season in and season out, and that's been the difference the last couple of games.
Quite a few of the Knights players did really well during the Mzansi Super League in November and December, and this will help them in the shortest format of the game. Second, who is one of these players with the Nelson Mandela Bay Giants, added that a stronger start to the 20-over series will put them in good stead.
We've really shown what we are capable of doing, and the kind of pressure we were under, guys really stood up and took responsibility, and you can take a lot of confidence from that going into the T20s, because we definitely don't want to leave it so late in the T20s now to have to win with a bonus point to qualify for the playoffs. So if we can sort of play under that sort of pressure right from the start and realize that we need a couple of wins right early in the competition, you know, then we won't have to put ourselves in a position where we have to win at the back end. So the guys can take a lot of confidence, and hopefully we can carry that into the T20s.
The Knights' first game in the CSA T20 Challenge will be on the road when they face the Dolphins at Kingsmead in Durban on 6 April. And that's it for this week.
Visit ofm.co.za to see where you can show home ground support. OFM, proud supporter of the VKB Knights. Hope you enjoyed that. OFM, the sound of your life.